ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The president doesn't want any part of it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He will not send a representative to Wednesday's House impeachment inquiry hearing. Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings told ABC's This Week.
If he has not done anything wrong, we're certainly anxious to hear his explanation of that.
Democrats say what the president did was like bribery, initially holding up military aid to Ukraine while asking for an investigation into Joe Biden and son. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone in a letter saying the hearing violates all past historical precedent, basic due process rights, and fundamental fairness. Meanwhile, Judiciary Committee ranking member Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia also criticizing the process.
We're going to have an academic hearing on Wednesday, which, by the way, gang, we don't even know who their witnesses are yet. We don't even know how to prepare.
The White House maintains the president has done nothing wrong and that there is no reason for the House to continue the impeachment inquiry. Dave?
And President Trump tweeted a few minutes ago, the president of Ukraine has just again announced that he did nothing wrong in their interactions or calls. Later this hour, the president will leave for London to attend a NATO gathering. There's been another dropout in the Democratic race for president 2 months before the first contest.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is ending his campaign, saying it's become clear he won't be able to break into the top tier of candidates vying for the Democratic nomination. Bullock joined an already crowded field of candidates in May and struggled to gain traction in fundraising and polls.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, 16 candidates still in the race. The Supreme Court will this morning consider its biggest gun rights case in a decade, a challenge to New York City law that has since been revised that didn't allow people to license to have handguns take them outside city limits. It is Cyber Monday, expected to be the biggest day of the year in online sales, even bigger than Black Friday when Adobe had reported a record $7.4 billion spent online. And there were other reports that showed there were fewer shoppers in stores on Black Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Holiday season is here, and it's time for our best offer of the year during the Ford Black Friday event. Now, for a limited time, get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. You're ready, and so are we. Start the season off right, and don't wait to enjoy our best deal of the season. That is 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. The Ford Black Friday event ends soon, so hurry in today. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by December 2nd, 2019. See participating dealer for complete details.
At least 20 people are dead in Mexico after a weekend battle between security forces and drug cartel members in a town not far from the Texas border. Four police officers and two civilians among those who were killed. There were also arrests in last month's massacre of nine Americans.
Mexican authorities say several people are now under arrest, believed involved with the killing of nine members of the LeBaron family, the clan of Mexican-American Mormons, killed in an ambush as they caravan to their homes in Mexico. The family blamed the drug cartels for an organized hit, as the family is known for resisting the cartels. That nation's attorney general says the arrests came after an operation led by both police and the military against the suspects. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Now in New Orleans, police are still looking for whoever shot up in the area near the French Quarter early yesterday. A mass shooting that left 10 people injured, two critically.
Our officers are out here throughout this entire incident within feet when this incident occurred. Unfortunately, there are so many people out here who are unable to determine who was actually firing these shots at that time.
And that's New Orleans Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson. Three people were killed when a single-engine plane crashed right near the San Antonio airport last night. Police say that the plane had engine trouble and was diverted, and it crashed on a street line with warehouses and several buildings, including apartments and homes. but nobody on the ground was hurt. President Trump is punishing Brazil and Argentina, tweeting this morning that effective immediately, he's restoring tariffs on all steel and aluminum from Brazil and Argentina, writing they've presided over a massive devaluation of their currencies, which is not good for our farmers. On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was hurt in a drive-by shooting on Saturday afternoon. Champaign police say at about 1:30 p.m., officers were dispatched to a local hospital where an 18-year-old man had shown up by private vehicle with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the arm. He said he had been walking with people in the 300 block of Bloomington Road when someone shot at the group from a small dark-colored SUV. No arrests had been made and no one else was injured. A fire destroyed a two-story farmhouse early Saturday west of Savoy. The News Gazette says a person driving by saw the house on fire and called 911. The home is used intermittently, and there were utilities connected to the home. The owners were not there when the fire started. Firefighters were never able to get inside. Fire crews say because of the destruction, they may never know how the fire started. About 30 firefighters responded to the scene. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best phaser for a Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
That's a fun place to go, Country Arbors, this time of year. Totally fun.
Oh, yeah.
The Saturday, you get to see Santa. It's awesome. Country Arbors. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, the sun's trying to peek out. We've got a high 35 expected, partly cloudy, and a low 25 into the evening tonight. Starting out with clouds, ending up with sunshine tomorrow with a high 40, low 29. 45 with sunshine expected Wednesday and Thursday, down to around 30 in the evening. 30 our current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to volleyball coach Chris Thomas. That'll be coming up in a moment. We have a kind of cool thing coming up next week particularly, but we wanted to give you a heads up this week. Illinois is going to a bowl, and all bets seem to be on Pinstripe Bowl, New York City, or maybe Santa Clara, California, which I think would be more desirable. But considering I'm paying for this trip for two to a bowl, I prefer it to be in Sadorus, but it's not going to be. Anyway, if you are interested, we got details coming up. He is the head volleyball coach, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. He is, that's my show, the best volleyball coach in the world. It's Chris Thomas. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's that pressure sound? Best volleyball coach in the year, in the world. Okay.
I'll take it.
in your volleyball travels, I'm sure you've been to Provo, right?
I have. Actually, I used to, when I played men's volleyball back in Pacific, that was one of our stops. So it's a nice environment for volleyball and get some snow-capped mountains out there.
Actually, you made a mistake there. You said when I went to Pacific, you actually went to the University of Chris Thomas.
That's correct.
That's what your
my wife.
Wife who went there, too, because she thought you were the man, and you still are the man. All right, so it's not going to be easy. I mean, you're going to be hostile environment. You guys have done that. I thought your schedule this year, particularly before you got to the Big Ten, was so brutal. You put them through it, man. You got some great early season victories. But if I had a dollar every time we lost in the fifth set, I'd be a rich man. I mean, you're a young team still, right? You're young.
Yeah, we are, and we had to move some pieces around from last year due to a couple of factors. But we wanted to set it up tough at the beginning of the season just for this reason. Wanted to see what kind of team that we had and what we needed to work on. And two, because at the end of the year, you know, we're the last four in, and strength of schedule really matters. So that, I think, really helped us push us through here.
Is it kind of like a putt curling out versus the putt going in when it comes to the margin of error between victory and loss at your level?
It really is. You know, we always say it, 3 sets by 2 points. That's what our game's about, what it's always been about. And like you mentioned, we had those fifth setters that we were turning the last couple of years. We're a couple points short this year, but we're still fighting through and still seeing a lot of good things from the team.
All right, so I love the potential here. I mean, you just got to kind of get on a little roll, and who knows, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, survive in advance. So, you know, we've been here before, and we have a lot of experience with players that have been in this position before, so it's just about showing up and playing some good ball.
Okay, pretty cool the moment it happened. I think your ladies are pretty happy. I mean, there's no question they were all huddled around. There was no certainty here, and then when they made the announcement, pretty cool. I mean, they didn't know. You guys didn't know. You made it in. Now it's like, you know, house money. Let's go play our best volleyball. Why not?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was everyone's kind of, you know, biting their nails. And once their name got announced, as you just played there, good moment of elation here. And now it's let's rock and roll.
Okay, last question. When I met your father, it looks like I could post him up. How'd that work? I mean, how are you so tall?
It's in the genetics. It's in the family. My grandma's actually, his mom is actually 4'10", but all of his brother's taller, and my grandmother's brothers were tall.
Unbelievable.
So genetics, just skip my dad for some reason.
Unbelievable. I mean, I met him. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And then I said, well, I looked at him. I said, look at you. I said, what the? And how did Jen react to the good news that I'm taking dibs on being the agent for your kids?
She loved it.
Okay. And just double checking because, I have a feeling your kids are going to be tall and athletic. Anyway, listen, I'm pulling for you like nobody's business. I am a big fan. You guys got it going on here. You're a terrific coach. I'm rooting for you all the way. Let's get out of Utah and let's go to the next level.
Sounds good. We're excited to be dancing. And, like I said, let's rock and roll and let's get it going here.
Let's get it going.
Yeah,
we'll be tracking you, Chris.
On.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach. Thank you for lining that up. He's really he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's sensational. We had a lot of really good coaches on this campus. He is certainly right up there. He's really, really good. And I'm pulling for him. But, you know, they've got – we lost the Poulter star.
Mm-hmm.
She was huge. And we're breaking in a new – is it setter? Anyway, it's Illinois is a shot. It just got a – couple nice breaks here and there. The margin is so small. I mean, one mishit here and, that double fault here. I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
It could happen.
We got
some stuff on that team. There's a lot of veterans returning from the Final Four from last year. So here's hoping. We're rooting for Chris Thomas, Illinois Volleyball. 8:14, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovey Smith and your football team are bowl-bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. And go Illini!
Yeah, here's this thing. Stand by.
We're going bowling.
The Fighting Illini are are going to a bowl
Let's
game.
Go.
And Duncan Piaz and Stevie J Travel want to send you there. You can win a trip for two to the Illinois bowl game, wherever that might be. And we'll even include a year's worth of coffee from Duncan, valued at $400. Keep listening as to when you can register at Piaz Sports Bar and Grill and Duncan, both on West Springfield. Then be listening Monday morning, December 16th, when we announce the winner. You could be going to watch the Illini go bowling from Piaz, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
Yeah. Now, I'm still fired up, and I've already forgotten whenever our last game was.
Well, my cousin in St. Joe, and he's just texted in to 359-2255 saying, very embarrassing year after year, losing to Northwestern. I believe on Saturday our coaching staff did a terrible job at preparing our players for this game. Tired of hearing excuses, we lost to the worst team in the Big Ten. We didn't even make it a game. The coaching staff should be ashamed of themselves for this loss. They lost focus on the becoming bowl eligible. I've been a Lovey supporter, but now I'm not sure. Maybe it's time for a change, including Josh Whitman. Not even excited about the bowl game now after this left a real sour taste in my mouth. Where is our pride? Ouch, Mike.
It's tough.
Really?
Listen, it hurt. It did hurt. It really, really hurt, but I think I told the kids, this: if we win, it's a fantastic year. If we lose, it's a really good year. It really, really, it gave us moments we never thought we'd have. You know, biggest upset in college football of the year was us over Wisconsin. Biggest comeback in Illinois history was the Michigan State game. So there's bright spots. It was massively disappointing. And, yes, I thought a lot of the air went out of the – it hurt a lot. But had 10 guys injured. If you take any – if you take this team Illinois has on the basketball court and say Io's not playing, Kofi's not playing, and Georgie's not playing, you're going to say, dang, we're going to hurt – we had 10 guys out,
mm-hmm.
including our quarterback and best receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to have an impact. So, again, those are we look bad. I mean, I agree, but we're going to a bowl.
That's
Can I
right.
Not, I'm not dwelling on it. You might be right on some of those things, but it just it also goes to show you how quickly things dissipate when you – have a run like we had, and then all of a sudden he doesn't want Lovey or Josh anymore.
And 6-6 on the season. How long has it been?
Listen, before the year, we'd all taken that.
Right.
But when we got to the point, oh, we might win the Big Ten. We could win it all. Lose at Iowa and then do that against Northwestern. We look like we did early in the year. We look like we did second quarter Michigan 28-0. That's what it felt like. So, yeah, it took some air out of the bubble. But we're still going to a bowl. It's still been a really good year for us. And let's build on it. And the expectations are going to be nuts because if we'd have got to 8, everybody would have said, Rose Bowl. And that wouldn't have been realistic.
True.
For next year. Anyway, let's...
The bowls are assigned at this coming weekend.
Sunday afternoon, we'll know where we're going. Pinstripe seems to be a favorite. As
in NYC.
In New York City and potentially... Red Box out in Santa Clara, south of San Francisco, which okay. would be kind of a nice, warmer trip.
And the third option could be Detroit.
Okay.
We really want either California or NYC.
No, wait, Detroit doesn't ring the bell. It gets us done with the 15 practices and a bowl game. Next year, really good bowl game. How about that?
That's right. Our Illini basketball team in action with the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Tip off at 6 o'clock against the Miami Hurricanes. And just reading more about the autographs from the All Elite Wrestling. Looks like good old JR Jim Ross will be offering some autographs at the game tonight. Of course, this is going to be on Wednesday the 4th when AEW comes to town to the State Farm Center. And you can win tickets during Jeremy Warner's show between 9 and 11.
And the drive this afternoon.
Excellent.
Chances to go in and go Wednesday night, live TV. First time in the history of the State Farm Center / Assembly Hall. There's been a live event outside of sports.
In NBA action tonight, the Bulls are in Sacramento. The Pacers will visit Memphis. On to the NFL, Baltimore over San Francisco. Tennessee over Indy. That final was 31-17. Green Bay beat the New York Giants. That final 31-13. Houston over New England in the late game, 28-22. And we've got Minnesota at Seattle tonight. Well, it looks like the Illini volleyball team, number 24, receiving that at-large bid in the NCAA Division I Championship Tournament, will make their 26th appearance in program history. And this is the third straight for Coach Chris Thomas.
Awesome.
Great to have him on the air here at ESPN 93.5.
All righty, let us check our ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good, Stevie. We've got a high 35 expected, 25 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 10%. Similar forecast tomorrow, but up to 40, down to 30. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Sunny conditions prevail on Wednesday and Thursday as we get up to 45. 31 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Don't forget Diane Ducey at Crunch Fitness.
Yes.
Thursday afternoon, 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
You can get going for a dollar down. Membership start as low as $9.95. They got places for the kids. It's tanning?
Exactly.
Tanning?
It's in the old Toys R Us location at 40 East Anthony Drive. Make sure you join me between 4 and 6 on Thursday, December 5th.
Crunch Fitness will be right back. It's 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Trump tweeting about tariffs this morning, saying he's bringing back steel tariffs for Argentina and Brazil, accusing them of presiding over a massive devaluation of their currencies. Nissan's new chief executive speaking out a day after taking his post.
This didn't just
Makoto Uchida emphasizing transparency and working to restore Nissan Motors' credibility after the company's former chairman Carlos Ghosn was arrested last year on financial misconduct charges. And talk about bad work ethic. Police in Georgia say a man called out of his Steak and Shake job because he was intoxicated, then showed up anyway and demanded money while holding a coworker at gunpoint. Police responded, no one was hurt, and the 20-year-old suspect was arrested. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Pros, for the brands you trust to get the job done right, start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the power you need and at the right prices. Stop in today and pick up a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And stock up on saw blades and save $4 on a Spider framing and construction 7¼-inch 24-tooth steel circular saw blade, now $5.98. Whatever you need to get the job done, and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11 U.S. only.
Sergeant Mark McAllister is his name. Sergeant for the Champaign County Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Now, as far as working with the canines, I know Stevie and I are big fans of dogs. Talk about that chapter.
That was unbelievable, honestly. The training was tough. I mean, it was a lot of training. It was a lot of training after the initial training. Once you have the dog, it was a lot of extra work on top of your daily duties, but very rewarding.
They have a hard time separating out. You know, we're working versus give me BB.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of a...
It is, although it's almost a different mode. Like, even the dog itself, you know, from being at home to, okay, when we get in the car, it's time to...
Put it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can't fool the dog.
No.
They kind of know. Then they also become very connected, don't they, with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if somebody gets near you, that's bad for the other person?
They don't like that. Yes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SKtoday.com. Well, welcome, McLean Stahl, marketing manager for Game Day Spirit. McLean, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. Congratulations on joining Game Day Spirit, working with some good people over there.
Thank you. Yeah, we got a great group of guys and gals over here for sure.
All right, stadium sale. This is an absolute must. Tell me about it this Saturday from 9 to 1. The stadium sale is legendary. Explain, McLean.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we've been doing this biannually for the past few years. We got great deals on a bunch of Illini apparel, up to 90% off. We're in the West Hall of Memorial Stadium this Saturday, as you said, from 9 to 1. You know, we just have we got a little something for everybody. Also, great time for Christmas shopping. You know, if you have somebody who's an Illini fan on your shopping list. So we just have a lot of. We have a great selection for almost anybody, really. Yeah.
What time? I mean, they'll be lined up before you open, right?
Yeah, traditionally, yeah, they are. There's a little line right before we open. We always suggest getting there earlier, as the earlier you get there, the bigger selection that we will have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely a very highly attended event here in Champaign.
And, I mean, we can get a little sharp elbowy, huh? I mean, it's Christmas season. People got to get the toy, man. They got to get the stuff. Could be tough.
Yeah, you got to you
make a decision. Yeah, you got to make a decision. Yeah. You grab the size and you go to the next one. Let's go.
Exactly. You got to get in, get out. I mean, we got, like I said, we got a bunch of good stuff. First come, first serve. So,
no, super good. It's always always fun. And I tell you what, Diane, how often do I wear my corporate apparel from game
Pretty
day?
Often, actually.
That's how,
but I think it's a different, you know, colored shirt.
Yeah,
right?
I got like four. And
not the same shirt.
Chris, I'll be contacting him because for a while it was the same shirt.
Okay.
And that was embarrassing because people said, he's got that shirt on today.
Exactly.
I don't think he's laundering it every day. Anyway, McLean, you guys do an awesome job. Your corporate apparel is available, and you guys really work with business. You know your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Corporate apparel is something that we're really proud of. We really love the line that we did for you guys as well, and we're interested in, you know, expanding that to other area businesses in the Champaign-Urbana area.
Yeah.
Because the awareness of us doing corporate apparel is not necessarily super high, so... we love doing that, helping out other businesses in the area.
You know what? It's been, overall really good football season. Kind of disappointing Saturday, but man, I tell you, didn't that Wisconsin and the Michigan State runs? I mean, people were grabbing orange and blue again.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, we were out in Grange Grove. We saw just this huge influx after that Wisconsin game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, you know, so excited about where the program's at right now. You know, wanting to hop back on board if they weren't already. You know, it's a really good time in athletics right now. Basketball is doing well as well.
You know, the spot on Grange Grove that you guys have, I mean, I see a ton of people with their arms full of Illini gear. That little shop does quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so convenient for, you know, all Illinois fans to be right there, for them to be able to come in last minute, and if it's a necessity, sweatshirt or blanket, or, you know, if it's just, you know, a polo or something that they like, you know, it's just a great opportunity for them and us as well.
Inside the West Hall of the stadium then on Saturday between 9 and 1, is that right?
Yeah, and enter through gate 10. That's an important little
thing. All right, gate 10, west side, 9 to 1. Yeah, people line up a little earlier. If you really want to go there early, that's fine. Wear your big coat. And then, of course, you get in there up to 90% off in some of the stuff. McLean, I appreciate your time this morning. Go get them.
I do want to mention it's Cyber Monday today, and you guys have some deals as you visit GameDaySpirit.com, right, McLean?
Yeah, we do have a couple deals. We have $20 off of an order over $100. Use code SPIRIT20. And we also have $50 off orders of $200 and over. Use code SPIRIT50. And then we also have free shipping on orders over $25 today.
Awesome. That's a really good deal, McLean. Yeah. That's awesome. You still have the Lou Hansen Court stuff? I love that stuff. I have my Lou Hansen Court pullover.
And they've got some Chiefs stuff, too, at Game Day Spirit.
Still have some Chiefs stuff?
Yeah.
Well. All right. McLean, go get them, buddy. Appreciate your time, and hope it's a wonderful sale Saturday. I hope people take advantage of Cyber Monday. Free shipping over $25 is a really good deal. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I bet you. McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit, really terrific store.
Locations right in the heart of Campus Town and at Neil and Kirby and GameDaySpirit.com.
Wednesday night at the State Farm Center, it's All Elite Wrestling. Your chance to win tickets on Jeremy Warner and The Drive.
On Wednesday, December 4th, will you be there live for the first ever nationally televised professional wrestling event in Champaign? AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois. See Chris Jericho, Cody, John Moxley, Kenny Omega, Nyla Rose, Rhea, Hangman Page, The Young Bucks, and the athletes of All Elite Wrestling Live. AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois Live. Tickets are on sale now and start at $20. Special student ticket prices are also available. Go to AEWTix.com.
Ouch! My back! Looky here, my favorite cookies and milk, and a big comfy recliner. I don't mind if I do. I think I'll just shut my eyes for a few minutes.
This is Santa Claus.
Santa, it's your wife. You gotta stop sleeping on the job. There's no way you'll ever make all your rounds at the pace you're going now.
Don't worry, Mrs. Claus. The elves are helping with the new cars we bought them.
Santa, we can't afford that.
That's where you're wrong, my darling. I took out each and every elf car loan at the U of I Community Credit Union. They're the number one local lender with rates right now as low as 2.49%. That's low, Mrs. Claus.
Sure is, Santa. I think it's time for me to upgrade my ride.
We can do that, honey, and not make a payment for 90 days.
Great, Santa. Now get back to work.
Get into the car of your dreams or save money on your current car payments. Take Santa's advice. Apply online today at uofiCreditUnion.org.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
No. This can't be it.
Mike, your team's in the lead. They just scored.
No, you don't understand. This is the last Cheez-It.
There's...
Listen, I don't know what to do. The game's on. The score is close. There's plenty of drinks to go around. But what's the point if there's no Cheez-It snacks?
Man, if you would just...
The cheesy, crunchy, satisfying perfection. It's all gone after this. Thank you, my little delicious square.
Dude, there's more in the kitchen.
I love you.
You're still talking to the cracker, aren't you?
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump leaves for London this morning for a NATO summit Wednesday. That's the same day the House Judiciary Committee starts its impeachment inquiry hearings. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says about the president's legal team declining to participate.
They've watched this process be tremendously unfair all the way through. I think they're concerned that this process will continue to be unfair, and they've made this decision not to send counsel for at least this part of the proceeding.
He was on Fox and Friends. President Trump announces on Twitter restored tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. And there's a dropout in the Democratic Party presidential race.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is ending his campaign, saying it's become clear he won't be able to break into the top tier of candidates vying for the Democratic nomination. Bullock, who pitched himself as a moderate who can win in red states, also says he will not challenge Republican Steve Daines for his U.S. Senate seat.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois system is among 200 higher education institutions around the globe that have declared a climate emergency. The News Gazette says it comes before a major UN meeting on climate change soon. The signatories to the SDG Accord include the UI system president. It calls on governments and other higher education institutions to declare a climate emergency and back up that declaration with actions that will help create a better future for both people and the planet. The plan includes going carbon neutral by 2030 or 2050 at the latest. Hunters in Illinois took more than 50,000 deer during the first weekend of firearm season, November 22nd to 24th. It is a 15% drop from the first weekend of last year. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says the seven-day firearm season will conclude December 5th through 8th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying trained systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line. Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to lutherfalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good, Stevie. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 35, down to 25 this evening. 10% chance of precipitation for tomorrow with morning clouds and afternoon sunshine and a high of 40 expected. Up to 45 on Wednesday and Thursday with plenty of sunshine getting through. Down to around 30 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 31. ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening here on the radio on this Monday morning. It is December the 2nd. Illinois basketball tonight is an earlier tip.
Six o'clock
tonight. And what was I going to talk about?
Miami Hurricanes is who will play.
Right.
And it's pretty cool that Jim Ross with the All Elite Wrestling will be doing some autographs in case you want to try to find him at the State Farm Center this evening. And, of course, we're giving out tickets to that event. It's Wednesday the 4th when it comes to town.
Yeah, and I was telling you something off the air, and I just blinked.
The Prairie Ensemble
Thank you.
Goblins and the Gravediggers play.
This is something that Rodney Woodworth and his friends came to see us, what, February?
Yes.
And said, would you be interested in doing a live radio broadcast? It'll air on Christian FM 95.3. It'll be beginning at 3 o'clock with some great songs, and then 3:30 to 4:30 will be the live radio drama, like clip-clops of horses.
All the sound effects.
I remember years ago when I got to make some decisions. I put the Mystery Theater on at 11 o'clock at night like it used to be.
I
love those.
Me too.
The door creaks open. I mean, all of those. So we are doing a special live broadcast. This is, I can't think of another time in Champaign-Urbana radio history where we've done a live one. Maybe back in the 40s?
Right.
I mean, maybe.
Emmanuel Episcopal Church in downtown Champaign.
Where is that again?
If people want to go, it's over by Westside Park.
Right across from that pantry or something.
Yes,
used to be Colonial Pantry.
I think it's a liquor store or something now.
Kex Furniture used to be just...
Exactly.
Oh, boy, am I showing my age. Kex Furniture?
Emmanuel Episcopal Church will be hosting.
Not one person listening that remembers Kex Furniture.
If
sorry.
My husband, Mike Anderson.
If he has us on, he remembers.
Exactly.
Anybody remember Kex Furniture?
Exactly.
That was a long time ago.
And it's $10 a ticket to see the play in action.
How much?
It'll only be $10
That's
a seat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you're sitting in the pews at the church. The acoustics on this church are going to be amazing because this church dates back 150 years ago. So it's pretty neat to see this live radio show. And you can listen on Christian FM 95.3.
But being there, you can watch all
hear the Nat sound and the reaction of the audience.
This is like Garrison Keillor on steroids. We're actually doing sound effects and drama. They're acting. These are voice actors.
Yes. Kenny Chumley, who wrote the script of the Goblin and the Gravedigger, is kind of a Dickinson feel.
Yeah.
Sort of like the Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
So there's a shot at redemption during the holiday season is kind of the theme from the play, from what I understand. He's won at least 3 awards on the script.
Well, let's hear it.
Exactly.
3 o'clock, Christian FM 95.3 this Sunday, 3 o'clock, 3:30, the drama begins over by 4:30 if you want to go. Emmanuel Episcopal Church, it's just to the east of Westside Park. And you can go for $10. It's a donation, essentially, for a bunch of people doing a lot of things for no money.
That's right. The Prairie Ensemble actors have been working real hard on this. They had their debut of the show in Rantoul this past weekend. But, again, it's coming to the Emmanuel Episcopal Church in our live radio show, 3:30 on Sunday. We'd love for you to be a part of it.
Okay. But, again, live at 3 with some singing.
Mm-hmm.
From who's singing?
The Dickinson Carolers from Champaign-Urbana Theater Company.
All right. All good. I hope you'll be listening this Sunday. All right, ESPN 93.5. Now, it was a really bad football day for us Saturday, but a really great moment when they announced Bobby Roundtree.
Welcome back to the Memorial Stadium, Bobby Roundtree.
Roundtree's in a wheelchair following an accident. He dove off a boat, I think, and he was just incredible football player. He's in a wheelchair. Lovie Smith said, our goal is for Bobby to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's made incredible progress. There was certainly support. And there's a picture out there with Jason Epperson praying over him with his entire University of Illinois football team surrounded in a circle with Bobby Roundtree. And he, again, just a tragic accident. I think it was July or August, right before he was to report here. And so he came back, and I don't think it was expected. And it was very moving. And that was a very poignant moment for Illinois football. Everybody loves Bobby Roundtree. They had a fundraiser that raised well over $100,000 for him. He hopes, I think, to come back to campus and go to school and finish things up.
That'd be great.
Yep. And we talked to Chris Thomas about the volleyball team headed to Utah. They made it last four in one of those stressful moments.
Yes.
Where the team was sitting around not knowing if they were going to get in till they heard this. And the women were excited, as they should be. They got to go to Provo, Utah. Anyway, we're wishing the best for them. I think they're a really good volleyball team that are just this close to being really special. I don't know if they can put it together in time to really make a run, but things can happen. But they lost an enormous amount of matches in that fifth set. So, I asked Coach Thomas, I said, is it kind of like a golf ball curling out of the cup versus rolling in the cup? The margin of error is so slight at that level of high-level volleyball. All right, a little more on sports coming up as we go. Do not forget, we're giving out a trip for two to the bowl. Wherever Illinois is placed, we're going there, and you could win it. Two people, got your flight, got your hotel. I was hoping the football game could be in Philo, but it's not going to be because apparently Philo doesn't host a bowl. But that would have been a lot less money for us to pay. Anyway, it's sponsored by Pia's, and the boys will be there on the drive Monday afternoon.
On the 9th.
The 9th of December is when you've got to go buy Pia's, and we're going to have probably a really nice special for you if you want to eat while you're there. You don't have to. But the place to register all day Monday will be Pia's. And then a week from Thursday, December 12th, we'll be at Duncan, West Springfield, for the Jeremy Warner Show from 9 to 11. And you can go in there all day and register, and that's it. So think about it. Even if 100 people come, your odds of winning are 1 in 100.
That's right.
So anyway, there's that. Two tickets to the bowl wherever we might play. Everybody's buzzing about Pinstripe Bowl, New York City. Yankee Stadium won't particularly be warm. I suppose if you were to win a trip to a bowl, you'd rather say Santa Clara, California.
There you go.
We'd fly from Chicago to SFO, San Francisco.
That's the Red Box Bowl.
That's the Red Box Bowl. Those are the leading candidates as far as we know, but again, we're guessing. 842.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Rosati's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Rosati's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Rosati's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best phaser for a Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Logic Everyday Community is a new all-encompassing destination with offices, co-working, and creative space for you and your team. Co-working space, drop-in childcare, and all-day dining options in their everyday kitchen, restaurant, and bar. Or a quick healthy snack, smoothie, or delicious coffee from the Clever Moose Cafe. Work smart, eat well, live flexibly at Logic Everyday Community, 1807 South Neal Street at Fox Drive. Drop off, plug in, drink up, and chow down. Start to outsmart and outperform your daily routine. Visit logic.org.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off. And save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of StrengthFinder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Every month we honor our law enforcement official of the month. We do it because it's important to respect our law enforcement. I am a fan. I appreciate what they do. I'm very happy to welcome Sergeant Mark McAllister. He's been with the Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Started in Master Control in 1996. He worked for 2.5 years. From there he went to the Court Security. Couple of years he's been around on patrol, crimes unit. You have done a lot, Sergeant Mark McAllister. You've done a lot of work.
I have.
What's been the best part of this?
That's hard to say. I really enjoyed my time in the street crimes unit. I enjoyed my time as a canine handler. And recently I was promoted to sergeant in January, and I have to say I think where I'm at right now is what I like the most.
Well, we're honored to have you in here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
We
thank
truly appreciate it. You bet. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
All right, a peek at our morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Northwestern beat the Illini 29-10. We're 6-6 on the season. Just got a text in about our bowl opportunities. Pinstripe, NYC, Redbox Bowl, and California are the top two we're thinking that could happen this weekend. But where to sign up was mentioned. And Karen, I'll tell you, Pia's on Monday the 9th, and Duncan on Thursday the 12th.
That's it.
Yep. In case you're wanting to sign up at both places, you can do that.
Yep.
So take note and put that in your day planner, and we look forward to seeing you. Thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5. Our Illini basketball team in action at 6 o'clock tonight against the Miami Hurricanes. Coach Brad Underwood talks about the time off.
Had a good break. Had a good Thanksgiving. It was a time to guys got away a little bit. Some of the guys that were close were able to make it home. We took Thanksgiving Day completely off, and then we came back on Friday with 2 days.
Yeah, I bet that was great. I had a lot of stuffing, so I'm going to go 2 days
right.
On Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it's good they had a day off.
Exactly.
That's wonderful for those that were able to get to family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our number 24 Illini volleyball team receiving an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament, making their 26th appearance in program history, the third straight for Coach Chris Thomas, who was on the show earlier with Stevie and I here on ESPN 93.5. It looks like they'll be in Utah Friday at 5 against BYU. Saturday, if they continue on, it'll be New Mexico State. And then it'll be coming up on December 13th and 14th, moving on to the regionals and things like that. So good stuff happening for our Illini volleyball team. We're real proud of their NCAA bid. NFL action tonight. We'll have Minnesota at Seattle. We look back to Thursday when the Bears beat the Lions and your Saints beat Atlanta. Woo. Green Bay yesterday beat the New York Giants 31-13. And Indy's Colts took a loss to Tennessee. That final was 31-17. NBA action tonight. The Bulls are at Sacramento. The Pacers will visit Memphis. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Figured out a way I could make the NFL at my age.
Okay.
Do what that kicker did for the Atlanta Falcons. If anybody watched it on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, you know, you only have to kick it 10 yards. So I can do that.
Okay.
But can I do the way the guy did? The Atlanta Falcons recovered two onside kicks in a row because the guy was amazing at whatever spin he put on it.
Oh.
See, I think I could work out over at Zon Park and figure out how to do an onside like that.
I see.
It doesn't take great strength. You're never going to get hit because the play's over in 3 seconds, so I got a new thing. It used to be punting, but you actually have to kick the ball. So I'm thinking onside kick, I could still make the league. Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that, Stevie.
Thank you.
Mower, car, ATV, boat, truck, weed eater. All of your toys has a battery in it, and you want to be able to get on without worrying if that machine is going to power up. Head Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They know batteries and will hook you up with the battery that will make your machine purr once again. So whether it's hitting the party cove in your boat, having the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood, hitting the backwoods, or going to work, Interstate Batteries will power you through the day and weekend. So head on in to Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign on Mattis Avenue.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
So you saw, of course, you were the MC for the Parade of Lights, but you heard the Frozen 2 kids?
Yes.
And how old are they?
Well, 8th grade. I mean, there were 60 in the cast that performed with the Champaign Park District's youth theater program at the Virginia last weekend. But Elsa sang Let It Go from Frozen, and it was so wonderful as we got ready to count down with Santa and light that Christmas tree at One Main Plaza. She just did a wonderful job.
Wow, that's so cool.
Patty Dudley's cast of 60. Everybody said that was the
I heard
ball.
It was great. I'm sorry I didn't get to see it.
And Frozen 2 came out this last weekend, and it's been number one in the box office both weekends, setting some records. $85 million in ticket sales this past weekend.
I probably have to see Frozen 1, don't I?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I do want to...
like the only one who hasn't seen it. But, of course, you're aging out on that, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's okay. I heard it's great.
Speaking of aging out, thank you, Steve Emke, for texting in on knowing about Kex Furniture.
He really, truly, Steve, you remember Kex Furniture? Man, how old are you, dude?
Exactly.
Wow. So at least we have somebody out there that remembers that. We were referencing the Emmanuel Episcopal Church where the live radio drama, the theater, will be live on radio on ESPN 95.3 on the weekend at beginning at 3:30 for the drama.
Sunday,
December 8th. So, and I mentioned it's next to what used to be Kex, which is like, I'm seriously, like 1970.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Across from West Side Park.
All right. That'll do it. Jeremy Warner Show next. Chance to win these incredible wrestling tickets.
All Elite Wrestling coming on Wednesday to the State Farm Center.
And again, we'll keep talking about your chance to go to the Bowl for two. All expenses paid. I've got you. You have a chance to register. At Pia's and Duncan, we'll give you more details on tomorrow's program.
And good old JR signing autographs tonight at the Illini Miami game. Tim Leahy is a winner today from us here at ESPN 93.5.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, Diane.
Enjoy
Ducey.
The day.
Good to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jeremy's next. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.
What I love about Premier Sound is that you come to my house or my business, and you install everything, because guess what? I don't want to sit there and try to do that stuff.
We will come to your house, we'll set it up, we'll install it, we'll deliver it, we'll do it all. So you have nothing to worry about. All you have to do is give us a call or come on in, check out our Dish Network, check out our televisions. It doesn't matter if you buy it from us or not, we'll still install it. We will always match and beat everybody's price.
Awesome.
Those little companies, Amazon and Best Buy, you ever heard of those guys?
Mm-hmm.
We will match and beat their price every single day of the week.
And on fire is Dish Network right now.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll come in. You come on in. We'll give you 6 free receivers. We'll install it. We'll set it up. We'll do it all for you at no charge. You will love Dish. Dish Network has those remotes that you could just talk into.
Oh.
Just talk into. You could say an actor's name. You could say ESPN. TV goes right to ESPN. You could record 16 channels at once. You could do everything from your remote. Watch, playback, pause, do anything you want in any room. You'll love Dish Network. You got to come check it out. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
At Amazon this holiday, our Cyber Monday sale has new deals all day. There'll be more, more, and more.
Wow, just what I wanted.
Amazon Cyber Monday sale, delivering all you need for less. Happening now.
Everybody.
As a farmer, your bank account should adapt to your seasonal activities. FarmWise is a customized financial services suite of products for all farm sizes. Checking accounts earning 0.50 annual percentage yield, operating lines of credit, equipment loans, and mobile online services. Heck, you can transfer money to pay down a loan from the seat of your tractor or combine. Don't miss out on FarmWise, brought to you by Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC, certain restrictions apply.
Holiday season is just around the corner, and Game Day Spirit is some of the best deals in town for you and the Illini fan in your life. Black Friday deals up to 30% off, Cyber Monday deals up to 25% off, and free shipping of orders over $25. Stadium sale deals up to 90% off. You won't want to miss out on all of these savings. Follow Game Day Spirit on social media to keep up to date with all of their sales. Get all of your gifts this holiday season from the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
Award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. Drivechampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
We turn your feelings into flowers, the blossom basket florist. No one has roses like ours.
Christmas
Christmas is coming. This year, let Ron Bailey and his team from the Blossom Basket Florist help you select the perfect floral arrangement for thoughtful gift giving and home decor. Call 217-367-ROSE.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
Six countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. This holiday season, discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer for over 30 years. 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. Shop local with global impact. Visit 10,000villages.com.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off, and save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub, and right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
When the temperature drops, what do? Do you stay inside or head out on an adventure? Whatever your cold weather style, Champaign Outdoors has something for you. They have cozy Patagonia fleece and smart wool base layers perfect for lounging or layering. Check out their selection of Columbia and North Face parkas that will keep you warm whether you're trekking on the trail or to class across campus. And don't forget the accessories. They carry high-quality hats, gloves, merino wool socks, and more. When the cold weather hits, Champaign Outdoors has you covered. Stop by today or visit ChampaignOutdoors.com.
You're listening.